The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, it was mission accomplished for the first crew of the Skylab space station.
Skylab Houston, everybody around here has looked at the bird and it looks real good.
Roger, roger.
And you're being awaited by the USS Ticonderoga. And we're waiting to see you back here in Houston, too.
All righty. You can relay to the Tycho. We've got their Fox Corporate and our hook is down.
Roger that.
In 1976, the Soviet Union launched another in its own long line of space stations, Salyut 5. This was the last Soviet space station to closely follow the Almaz military station designs drawn up in the late 1960s in response to the U.S. Air Force's never-flown manned orbiting laboratory. It stayed in orbit long enough for only two crews to take up residence. In 1978, astronomer James Christie discovered that the tiny world Pluto had its own moon, which was later named Charon. Born on this day in 1948, musician Todd Rundgren. Lindsay Wagner, star of The Bionic Woman, was born today in 1949. Cyndi Lauper was born in 1953, and Star Trek Voyager's Tim Russ was born in 1956. On this day in 1958, a great chin was born, actor Bruce Campbell, who's been in everything from The Evil Dead to Xena Warrior Princess to Burn Notice. On this day in 2008, George Carlin died. And in 2015, James Horner, the composer behind the soundtracks of such movies as Star Trek II, Crawl, Apollo 13, Avatar, and Titanic, died. In 1980, Atari released the first-person racing game Knight Driver for the Atari 2600. Its simple graphics were quite a step up from the arcade game, which had been in black and white. And in 1987, Mr. Scott's Guide to the Enterprise was released by Pocket Books, offering a closely detailed look at the Star Trek flagship as seen on the big screen. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green. Music by Casatolki.